My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2021 Craft Beer Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Beer Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I wanted to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this taste of CBC 2021. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help get good things out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers.
And another really cool thing that I just learned about, I was not totally aware of before, but I mean, anyone who spent any time either homebrewing or in the brew house knows that, you know, efficiency is one thing, but efficiency, like good efficiency, is another thing entirely, right?
So yeah, absolutely.
Tell us your name and who you're with.
Yeah, I'm Brian Keenan. I own Grist Analytics. We're a software company that automates data entry, organization, and analysis in the cellar and the brew house for breweries. So basically, we do everything that an ERP program doesn't do.
Okay, so tell me that like I'm a home brewer.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the measurements that you're taking when you're brewing and when you're cellaring, so all the pH, the temperature, the gravities, all this stuff, you use it to make these small day-to-day decisions, but there's so much more power in that information. And what we do is take that data and organize it in a way where you can really extract all it has to offer in terms of what it's telling you about your process, where any quality or efficiency gains can be made.
Can you give me an example? Just a simple example, like if I'm brewing in, say, a 7-barrel, you know, not a big brewery, but a 7-barrel system, and I'm just like, you know, I'm doing a, you know, pretty darn good job.
Yeah.
How do I improve from there? How do I maximize my time, my money, my resources?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just had a case study that came out with Common House Brewing in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, right on.
Amazing brewery. They're doing a great job. Their beers are awesome. Such an attention to quality and detail there. So they started using the software for their flagship IPA. We're seeing the data come in. They're doing a really great job comparatively to other small breweries with consistency. Mm-hmm. But we're noticing some variation in transfer pH going into the brew house. And then we're also noticing some variation when they're dry hopping in the cellar. So like most breweries, you know, you like brew an IPA, it's really hard to nail.
Variation that shouldn't be happening, or variation you just need to compensate for?
Variation that everybody has, but is better to not have,
okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay. I'm already formulating a follow-up question, but please continue.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so basically we came in and they're having some really inconsistent fermentation times with this IPA.
Yeah.
So we come in, we look at the data, we see that there's actually quite a bit of inconsistency in brew house pH leaving the brew house. There's some inconsistency on when they're adding the hops for dry hopping. So we get those both on track. We get them in the optimal range for that yeast strain for the beer that they're brewing with transfer pH prior to that in the brew house. And then we get them dry hopping at the exact same gravity every time they brew that beer, to Plato above their terminal gravity.
Okay.
Between those two things, we increased yeast health and decreased the length of hop creep that they're experiencing, reduced their fermentation time by over 50%.
Okay, perfect. So less time in the tank. Sooner, quicker to market, so quicker you get paid, type of thing.
Yeah.
How does your process actually help? I mean, now I'm just the consumer. I don't care about any of that stuff happening behind those walls right now. I just want the beer to taste the same every time.
Yeah.
How does that process
Absolutely.
Help with the flavor profiles?
Okay, so to go back to this example, when you have an extended period of hop creep in tank, that yeast is typically just sitting under a warm tank of beer at the bottom of a cone because you're afraid to take it off. Like, you want the hop creep to finish out. So managing that process, getting the yeast off, getting that fermentation faster, is not only helping you produce more beer quickly and on time for your distributor, it's increasing yeast health. You have fewer yeast health off aromas. You have a lesser extent of yeast autolysis at the bottom of the tank.
Okay.
And really any of these processes you can extrapolate back to yeast health, fermentation health, general health of the brewery equating to better beer.
Well, and so I'm going to go back to a conversation you and I had right before we started recording about, it's like, okay, if I'm a brewer and you tell me, hey, I need to add to your workload, I'm already sweaty, I'm hot,
yeah.
I'm tired, and who knows what I smell like, could be good, bad, or otherwise. Is this process of what you do, I mean, are you adding just more work to me being a brewer? Is that more work that I have to do? Or is it automated? Or how does that actually look like?
So I used to work at, I worked at Left Hand for a really long time, and then I worked isolating yeast strains and building a QC program for Inland Island.
Yeah.
So I really built this for the production floor. It was born out of a frustration I had that we were collecting so much data, and it took so much time to turn that data into anything actionable, that it replaces paper logs if the brewery is willing to do that.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's a minor increase in workload to enter that afterwards, but it's absolutely capable of replacing brew logs. So on a day-to-day basis, it's a bit of a process change. You have to get used to entering something into a tablet, which can be frustrating, but we've really worked to make that as efficient as possible.
So you're not increasing the workload, you're just making it better. Maybe easier.
Yeah, better and easier, and then brewers have access to that information. So, at least at larger breweries, typically that goes to the quality department, and they're the ones analyzing that data after it's happened. If they're entering it into Grist, they have the power to go back and get something back out of that data that they're honestly already taking a ton of time out of their day to enter.
So they can actually make necessary changes like in the moment. I mean, they're like tracking this as they brew.
Exactly. Oh, yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. It really, you know, democratizes analyzed data throughout the brewery. So anybody can use it and act on it.
Right on. Power to the people. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.